Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in the mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening right through up to the hour 8, Wednesday Live, the name of the show. This is the 1st of October. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Man, you know, I'm running short of words. In the light of things that have been happening throughout the day, it is good to hear someone who warms the heart. And I know it's not only me who is warmed in the heart when they listen to you. Your sentiments, they're so undeserved when someone speaks good of you, and especially if it is Johan Els. You know, man, it is the grace of the Father, and we give him the glory, the majesty, and the honor that he continues to guide us throughout, and we continue to experience his mercies each and every time. So thank you so much, Johan. Thank you very much. It is an honor also to hear from you. Listening to you, I always call it a joyride. To me, it is indeed a joyride. Let me start with this song, and I trust you will enjoy this one. That is El Diverge. That's what we do. Let's serve him with all our heart, mind, and soul. And love him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls. Each and every time.
Stay up to date with latest news, upcoming events, and on-air conversations through our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Beautiful song there, the music of El Diverge. Heart, mind, and soul just to serve him. With all our heart, minds, and soul, man. El Diverge from the group Shalamar, if you can remember it very well. Just go in and Google the word Shalamar, check what it means. These guys have been preaching the gospel underground all this time until they were discovered and really ordered to disband. Anyway, let us welcome Muruti Karabomraka on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti. Good to have you.
Greetings, my brother. And may I say greetings to Prof. Kabamba, greetings to the other guests, greetings to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And thank you for welcoming us on board, dearest brother.
I trust you're well, though.
We are well. God's grace is sufficient, and his mercy overwhelms us.
Right. And yes, go on.
Sorry. Yeah, and I was saying, I hope the same stays with you and everybody.
Oh, yes, Muruti, we give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt his holy name. No one is like him in our lives, man. And he keeps on fighting for us. He keeps on fighting for us. Even though that there are those whom we regarded as friends, man, who turn against us and backbite us and do all those things, the Father continues to be consistent in his love.
Amen.
So we give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Mm-hmm. And we also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba on the line. Prof, greetings. Welcome.
Greetings, thank you very much, and happy to be here again. Happy to share the word tonight, and we thank the Almighty Father, Abit Muruti Muraka, and I greet you, Moro Tire, and all the listeners and all the people who will be part of this program. May the Almighty Father be with them. May He bless them in whatsoever they shall be doing.
I trust you are well.
I'm good. Everything's fine. Because of the Almighty.
I'm happy. And of course, today we are going to touch a subject really that has been consistent in my life for quite some time. And, you know, we are talking about the hypocrisies of today. And we are not pointing fingers at anyone, at government or what. I mean, there are enough fingers pointing at those. Let's give them a break and point at us and look at us. There's quite a lot of this that is taking place in our midst. One of the times I was invited to come and speak somewhere, and the father said, look, you ministers in this place are really pointing at the wrongs of others, just like someone who is pointing at an eye of someone who has a stick in his eye while you have a log. How about dealing with the log first that is in your own eye? And as a growing boy, there are things that I continuously asked about. And I was not questioning the father, but these were conversations in my heart. As I would be walking the street, I would be looking at some of the things that are so much unjust. But those who say are believers, they are quite okay with that if they are not turning a blind eye. And believe you me, I'd like to say perhaps maybe they didn't see what was going on. There's something that Julian said some years ago, that at this other place where they sell chicken, there's this guy who is sitting outside. And this guy continued to appeal to him, not verbally, but the spirit within him, that he must do something about the condition of that guy. Now, Julian says he was a janitor, so he was not earning much to give to that guy. But what he had, he gave to this guy. There's a friend of mine, and I don't know if she still considers me as a friend. Her name is Belinda Bronner. Belinda Bronner, you can go and check her on Facebook. This woman, what she does is amazing, and she's been doing it. Look, I've been knowing her for more than 20 years. And I knew her here in this studio. She's a musician, she's a mother, she's a wife, she's a minister. And I am surprised by the consistency of her ministry without anyone giving her anything. Now, if you go into these rich suburbs that are gated and all those things, you'd see outside there are people who are sitting down there. And when you pass by, they lift a hand because they need some jobs. Many people call them handy people, handymen. They're in for any job. If you say, come do my garden, get into the baki, at the baki there, do my garden, and then you give them 150 rands, it's fine for them. They've done something. At least they will buy something for home for today. And tomorrow it's the same drill again. I know I was in the streets, man. No one can tell me anything about it. I know. But what's challenging me about Belinda Bronner, she's an Afrikaans lady. And what challenges me is how she has been able to bake bread and make sandwiches for these people non-stop. And sometimes she would be there with the little babies. I remember when the babies were still young. I don't know how old the babies are. I mean, I haven't seen her in quite a while. I just follow her on the social networks. And I would see her with the babies and stuff, and then she would be taking an umbrella, and the husband would be there connecting some PA system, and then there's a baki, and there's sandwiches, warm milk, warm tea, and all those things they were giving people. Imagine that in winter. How many of us are passing by there? We're just passing by. How many of us are just passing by? How many of us have heard a prayer of a person who says, "Father, thank you so much that I have a home to sleep in. I know there are those who don't have. I don't know, maybe because I come from the streets, I see that prayer to be quite hypocritical. Thank you that I'm alive today. I know there are many people who died." As if the Father loves to see the death of people who do not even know the Elohim, a Savior. Professor Puleng in UNISA invited me some time, told my wife, please invite Ray. And when I went there, it was a conference, I saw also Dr. Pusak there. And they were talking so many things. And one of the questions that she was asking was, "Ray, where is the church? I hear you guys are talking on radio. We listen to you. Where's the church, man? Who are you talking to? We hear you talking. Where are the people who are supposed to be your adherent listeners who should be doing these things that you guys are concluding on air?" Hey, that was a question and a half. And this is one of those things that really makes me to say, as we look at ourselves today, how does hypocrisy continue to manifest? I followed Pastor Professor Kabamba, I followed him on TikTok. And he's talking such powerful things, and I know there are many people who are believers who in principle agree with that, but you'd not even see them ticking to say, "Look, I'm watching and I'm with you and I support you." Mm. It will only be three people saying, "Yes, we like that. Thank you, Pastor." I went on TikTok live on Sunday, man. I couldn't believe the flow of people. People are just flowing in, flowing in, flowing in. Ray's on TikTok and babe is live and all those things. And they were flowing in and said, "Oh, okay. Is it maybe because the program is nice? But how does it differ with Professor Kabamba's show?" And I saw a bit of hypocrisy in us also. That we basically are the perverter of the goodness of the Father instead of being ministers of it.
Yeah.
If I tick what Samuel Kabamba is saying or what Karabo Mraka is saying, and I tick there and I like there, and someone who follows my account sees that I'm following that and they like what I had said in my accounts or on the radio show, they would start to pay attention to Karabo Mraka and they would start paying attention to Professor Kabamba. But it looks like maybe Ray is jealous. Maybe if I can tick on Samuel Kabamba and people who are known as followers, I don't know why we should have people known as followers. People who are known as followers will rush on to that person, then I don't have the appeal I used to have. There goes my celebrity. It is quite shocking that we see these things really culminating amongst us, and we are so eloquent when it comes to correcting wrongs in the lives of other people, and very much eloquent in quoting scripture and actually the original translations, but really doing nothing when it comes to the manifestations of the scripture. And I am not generalizing, but you know who I'm speaking to. And it is my prayer, therefore, that as believers, perhaps we look at ourselves and try to remove the log. Try by all means to remove the log on us so that really we would be able to remove the stick in the eyes of our brethren.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tsedigolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswela go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
We are talking about hypocrisy, what it is all about. Romans 2:21 says, "You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal?" Matthew chapter 7 verse 3, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye?" Matthew 23 verses 3 says, "Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do." Are we that kind of people? Are we that kind of generation? 2025. Are we that kind of generation? Romans chapter 2 verses 1, "Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are to judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things." You who judge practice the same things. That's why condemnation comes. I used to be a director of a very big show, and then the corporation, if you understand what I mean, the corporation asked us that do a December show, and then our presenters must talk something. And I'm sorry, some of the presenters have passed away. Our presenters must talk some of the things. And there was a bit of a scourge of drugs during those times. And I remember one of my presenters said, "You know, stay sober and stay out of drugs." And the whole crew was laughing, but not loud. But in the control room, you can hear camera 1, 2, or 3, or 4, or 5. They are laughing. And you can hear that your production assistant is laughing, production secretary, directors and staff. You're sitting there producing. Why were they laughing? Because these guys just got high before the show. It pains me when I look into this today. And I'm not saying change, I'm saying we must change, all of us.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tutloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook paging ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Muruti Mraka, let me start with you as per norm. Not that it's a tradition, my friend, but I like the way you start. So let's start with you, my big brother. What comes to mind when we talk of the hypocrisy of today? Maybe I am too over-exaggerating about this, or too overwhelmed, or too emotional about this, to an extent that my judgment has become too leftist. What do you say, sir?
Yeah, thank you, my brother. And yeah, and I appreciate that even as you start, you say it's not traditional, but we give God the honor and the glory in all things. And I would like, in agreement, to say this, that you are not exaggerating. Hypocrisy is one of those things that are very, very, very serious in terms of the consequences that one will suffer if you are hypocritical. And the word of God is highly condemnatory towards hypocrisy. It is not accommodated in the word of God. The Spirit of God does not accommodate hypocrisy. Because hypocrisy in essence can be summarized by saying it's giving a false impression. It is making others to believe that one is a certain way, when in actual fact that one is a direct opposite of what they present. Now, in the Hebrew, the word which in English gets to be translated as hypocrisy means to be polluted, to be impious, and at first glance, it may not seem like it is saying you are pretending, but actually, it is those who are in the community of God, those who give their identity as belonging to the Elohim. However, when the Elohim judges them on a day-to-day basis, they are polluted, they are impious. So, in other words, inside they are wicked, outside they would be seen as righteous, religious, pious people. That is from the side of the Hebrew. Now, coming to the Greek, this word, which actually in English, we got it from the Greeks, basically. Because the Greeks call it upokrisis, and krisis is judgment. Upo is under, meaning concealing that which is in a certain way and presenting differently. It was used by those people who act. In other words, when we go to the movies, when we see someone like Denzel Washington doing this and that and saying this and that, because we have grown up with movies around us, we have come to just accept it without actually thinking it through, that actually the real person that Denzel Washington is not what he is presenting in that movie. Meaning, he himself may not be like the character he is playing. But however, we get used to, and that's why people become celebrities, not because of who they are, but because of what they present. For instance, on TikTok, right, in this season, there are many people who are celebrities on TikTok because they do certain things which other people expect them to do. I'm just reminded of one that is a man and then dresses like a woman and then starts dancing a certain dance. And everybody knows the moves. But that person even goes from place to place. And wherever that person goes, there is such a great following. Basically, that in itself is a typifying of hypocrisy, that you present forward what you are in essence not. So that is why in the scriptures, where you started, the the Messiah himself says something. He says that before we can correct the next person, we should actually consider other people better than ourselves, higher than ourselves. Because if I see somebody, say for instance, I give an example, that person commits adultery. Obviously, as a Christian, I'm already going to rise up in me inside that person, something ought to be done about him. And I will try to make sure that that is corrected. But what is the Messiah saying? He says, even before you start to address that matter, look at yourself and look at yourself as even worse than that person. Even though maybe you have not committed that which you saw him committing, but realize that you are who you are today by the grace only. Therefore, do not judge that person without standing in grace and mercy. In other words, judging yourself as that you are not giving of what you are not necessarily walking in. Because if you do that, there is an adversary who's going to make sure that which you did not realize you have hidden is going to come out and is going to catch you when you are not even thinking that it will catch you.
Yeah.
I'm going to, refer to something which happened in the 80s. That is around the time that televangelism was really taking the whole world by storm.
Sure, 1982-83. Sure.
Now, it was also making a lot of money.
Big time.
And making many to be celebrated as
big time
ministers of the gospel.
Mm.
And then, of course, because we are fighting the adversary that the devil is, he's also fighting back with snares and traps. And then I think one minister fell into some sin which others came to know about.
Hollywood made sure that it is spoken the way they did to destroy him. Yes.
Mm. And because these men belong to the same denomination, these others went to the authorities to make sure that man is called to order, discipline, and all so forth. And he was not the only one. There was another couple which also they did the same concerning.
Yes, absolutely.
But the very man that was running up front with these things of making sure that these other ones are defrocked, if we may put it that way. In other words, their licenses are taken and they are called out publicly and so forth. That man fell into sin. And it was not a nice thing to observe how he himself went through a lot of scandalous publications and so forth. And I'm not saying this thing to say those men were wrong and we are right. No, they were wrong. We are wrong. In the sense that we need to all walk carefully. Galatians chapter 6 says, when we try and correct another brother, we must take care, we must check ourselves, lest we also fall. Because this is the principle that we are saved based on the Messiah's sacrifice, which is grace. Major help from God that is not based on what we deserve or what we can pay for. And because of that, we should tread always carefully, always having an attitude of saying, "Search me, O Lord, and see if there be any wickedness in me, wicked way, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness."
Mm.
And if we walk that way, when we have seen a brother walk wrongly, when we approach that matter, we approach it with the compassion of God and a yielding to the Spirit, who will show us how to deal with that without appearing as if we are the pilot, the Sanhedrin, because they were in the wrong, yet they were the ones who were judging the Messiah.
I hear you.
So indeed, even when it comes to prayer, we are told we should not be hypocritical. We should realize prayer is not about trying to show off. It's about talking to our Father. That's why the Messiah said to us, pray in your chamber.
Mm.
And your Father, who sees what you are doing and knows even before, he does. In Job chapter 34 verse 30, it says, before chapter 4 verse 30, chapter 34 before the verse 30, it says he doesn't need to judge because he knows everything concerning us.
Mm.
And last week when we were talking about a judgment, we said the Messiah said the Father has given judgment over to him because he's a human being. The Father knows everything, but the Messiah, by virtue of being the Word and submitting to the Father to be made a human being,
all right,
emptied himself of those abilities of knowing even beyond what human beings know. And the Father said, because you have confined yourself to this limitation and you have walked the path correctly, compassionately, judging righteously, you can judge others.
All right.
And that's why we should be very careful not to grab that for ourselves.
Okay.
Because that is hypocrisy. We are going to find ourselves doing things that we say others are wrong in doing them, unless we approach it the way the Word of God and the Spirit of God says we should approach.
Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate it.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you. And when we talk of this hypocrisy, in Luke chapter 6, verses 46, it says, "But why do you call me Elohim, Elohim, but not do the things which I say?" And sometimes I feel that we are in that bracket where we call on his name, we praise him, we release songs, we release sermons and all those things. But when it comes to those things that he says we shouldn't do, we seem to be having our ears stopped from hearing that. Somehow it's like we are giving a dumb ear here. We are closing our ears so much that when it comes to him telling us what to do, we don't hear. But when it comes to us asking him to do things for us, hey, we are so loud and crying. And in our sermons, we are so emotional and all that, rolling down and prophesying. What's wrong with us, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. And it's quite interesting when you talk about hypocrisy. We have to look at what the Messiah himself, he found himself in front of some of the people that we know very well, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he had to address them in a way that they're supposed to be the lawmakers, or the ones to uphold the word or the Torah, but they will behave a bit differently. You know, they will stand in one way, they pretend as if everything is okay, and on the other side, they do otherwise. Now, when we look at hypocrisy, first of all, by the East definition, we look at hypocrisy as a pretense, as a insincerity, as someone claiming to have certain beliefs or virtues, but not having that exactly, you know, standing for some moral standards, but behaving in contradiction to that. You know, we're having this problem. You know, when if you have to scrutinize our Christian life today, the way we do things, we will find that there are a lot of hypocrisy that is going on. Sometimes it's something that we do knowingly, sometimes unknowingly, but it just requires us to be to sit a bit and wonder and ask questions to ourselves if we are doing exactly what has been told us to do or not. But in true, I mean, the very true sense of the word, hypocrisy kind of taking place in such a bigger way. You know, we see hypocrisy running even in church today. Publicly, we see it, people claiming to be something, and especially our men of God and our women of God, they sometimes claim to be something on the pulpit, while what they say is not what they are. They can say something and bring it in front of all of us. You know, we've seen people using some strategies to take money from the congregant by pretending to be the first people to give, while they know that whatever we do here is it for us to motivate these people, and at the end of the day, we're going to recoup our money, and then we will even get their money. But they claim as if, they pretend as if what they've given, it is going for that cause, while they know that the whole picture is their own profit, their own benefit. And we see this going on in the church, because hypocrisy goes, end in end with deceit. Because we see a lot of deceit going on in the church today. We see a lot of insincerity going in the church today. And we now have to sit and ask ourselves a question. Because today, as you said, we're not here to point at fingers at people, but we're here to sit and reason. You know, I remember there's this man of God who told me something just to make me think a bit. He says, since he has known me, he was just giving a testimony. He said, since I've known you, you've been constant in whatever you're doing, whatever you do. But I said, okay, you know what? It's not that I've been so 100% constant, but there are also some lacking here and there. But if in the bigger picture that you've seen about me, that you said I've been constant, that the message I brought in 1999, is all, I did not change it until today. I'm still keeping up with the same message. If I did that, this by the grace of God. But in essence, you know, we have too many of men of God and women of God whom you cannot recognize them if you have to go backward, if you have to go and check what they've been in, 10 years ago. We're not saying that one cannot grow in knowledge. We can grow in knowledge, but there are some fundamental or some foundation when it comes to Christianity that you cannot be changing, because the foundation has to be there. You don't change the foundation. Because we can change the whatever that you build on top, but the foundation has to stay. That's what Paul would say, even other people, I mean, other disciples talk about, you need to keep the foundation, because the foundation is very important. Christ will speak to us about building it in a very proper way, because when it's built on the rock, it will stand for forever. But when it's built on the sand, it can go anytime. And we see that a lot of pastors, a lot of leaders, even brothers and sisters in the church, when you come closer to them, you don't find some consistency in whatever they do. There's a lot of changes going on. I mean, those changes are not in terms of going forward, but those changes are about changing that they don't have a word. They cannot stand on their own word. They can say something now and change it the next minute. You know, they promise you something now, and the next minute they say they've never promised you that. And we see this going on in our churches today. We see pastors who will come. I mean, this hypocrisy and being this manipulation as well. We see pastors coming at the beginning of the year, for instance, and proclaiming that this year is going to be, the Lord spoke to me that this year is going to be a year of open door, for instance. You bring that message. The Lord spoke to you. You heard them speaking to you and said it's going to be an open door. But what did he say for us to do? Did he say it's going to be an open door for all of us? Or he said it's going to be an open door, there are some conditions. But most of the time, what happened is they don't tell you conditions. They'll tell you, God said there'll be some open door. They make declaration and people will scream. People will jump and say, hey, it's going to happen. And then along the way, when people don't see those things that they were declared on the beginning of the year, when they don't see them, people have the right to go back and ask the pastor or the prophet and whoever, man of God, we've been waiting, nothing is happening. But you see the same people who brought that message as God speaking, they will now change the whole thing and saying, you did not do this. But the question is, did you tell us what to do based on what the Lord says? Because if we know in advance that the Lord says this and then we have to do something, then it makes sense. But when there's nothing, there's no communication whatsoever, and people find themselves, they have now to live a life that is not theirs. And we see people going years after years, and sometimes become boring, because when you do things, I mean, the same thing over and over again, you cannot expect, I mean, different results. You can only get the same thing. You know, people will come up with, you know, there are a lot of hypocrisy going on in the church. There are a lot of manipulation going on in the church. There are a lot of, I mean, deceit going in the church. And all this, the only way to have a way, it's by using the name of the Lord. Say, hey, he spoke to me. And the moment you use his name, everyone tends to say, yes, the Lord spoke. This man is the man of God. We know him. You don't doubt what the man of God says. You don't argue with him. You don't challenge the man of God, because if you challenge him, you're challenging God. But while at the same time, that man is not doing it for God. He's not doing it for the Father. He's doing it for his own purpose, his own gain. And the Father is not in there. And we see a lot of that going on. And Jesus Christ has to come. You see the example in the book of Matthew, when he was speaking to the giving, he was speaking about the prayer. He mentioned quite a few things there, even when it comes to fasting. These are the basic things that we need to look at closely. The giving, the praying, and, I mean, like the fasting. These are the things that we see every day, people taking people to the mountain to go and pray, fast, and so on and so forth. But then God was speaking and said, these things are not supposed to be public. So supposed to be something as a show, supposed to be something private. But what we see today, these things have been now publicized in a way that they are no longer private. They become public in a way that they do not produce the result they're supposed to produce. And then now their hypocrisy has gotten in, because people are doing, or they are now claiming or pretending or bringing something that the master himself did not bring. Now they are putting him in things that even himself is surprised. He's asking himself, did I really say that? Am I part of this? Or what is going on exactly? Murutire, when you started, you mentioned two things. Like, I mean, when you go to social media today, see how people pretend. See how people deceive other people. They come up with a message. You see that here the Father is speaking. But why there's no God in it? The Father is not in it. He's not even closer, not even an inch closer to that. We can see that these people are just coming up for their own gain. They don't care whatever they have to do. If they have to lie people, to lie to people, they will do that. If they have to bring up something, bring up false, I mean, testimonies, they will bring it, whatever. But then you find that the people who are working very hard, trying to keep up with everything, trying to keep up with, to be in line with the gospel, nobody come and watch them. Nobody come and support them. Now, people are far away from them. While these people who are the crooked ones or whatever, you see how many gifts they are receiving. You see how many support they are receiving. Then you sit yourself, okay, God, do I continue or not? And here I found, I'm encouraged with the word that Paul spoke, Paul spoke to Timothy in the book of 2 Timothy 4. He says, preach the gospel, verse 2. Preach the gospel in good and bad time, in favorable and unfavorable moment. In the where you have an opportunity, even when you don't have an opportunity, preach the gospel when you are welcome, even when you are not welcome. When you get that, that's what encourages us. Say, hey, we keep up, because he says, don't wait for a good time for you to do it. Do it even when people don't say amen to whatever you preach. But as long as you're speaking the truth, you know that you are not an hypocrite. You are running in the right way. But these people will come, they will pretend as if I've sent them, but they're hypocrites, they're liars. They are, deceivers. They do whatever they do. And then when you look at them, what do you feel in your heart? You feel like, I'm not doing right. We've said it before. I can bring it here just to landing. We've said about this thing. The Bible says that whatever you do with your right hand, do not let your left hand know. But what do we do see today? It's still happening. People do things. They go out. They take pictures of people that, they are helping. And when was that? On Heritage Day, I was in town. I saw some ladies and men. They came out there. They had some food. They were wearing the attire on the Heritage attire, whatever. And then they start calling these people from the street kids. They're calling them. They're giving them food. And I thought that it's going to just stop there. But I saw a gentleman standing there and taking video of that. And I said, okay. What are you doing, really? Are you really helping these people? Or are you doing it for sure? Because here you're going to go and post it somewhere. Say, you know what? We have the kids. We have the street kids. But you did not have them. You used them in order for people to know that you are helping them. That's why you use them. Because when people are going to see that video, they'll say, okay, that means these people are helping people. And then you might even get money being supported for something that you're not doing exactly. Okay. But while some other people are very honest, but they don't get those opportunities. This is just to make us see that a lot of hypocrisy is going on in our churches, in our society, in our communities, and almost whatever we find ourselves. And that is something to really look at closely.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. And of course, send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue, 082657-2729. Talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
All right, and of course, you can send us your WhatsApp. So it's 2657-2729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And I know Julia is busy and also with the G20. She is very busy with the G20. But she took time to respond to the show today. And I really, really appreciate it, Julia. I know you're busy. Thank you so much. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Ray. Thank you for the topic on hypocrisy of today, and we bless God for it. I would like to just define what it is. Bazalwane, let us go to Titus 1 verse 16. The word of God says that they claim to know God, but their actions deny him.
Mm.
So that for me is a definition of hypocrisy. If I come to you today and I tell you that I know God, I'm a Christian, I'm a mature believer, etc., but my very actions are in opposite of the word of God, because that's the judge at the end of the day. The word of God is the one that will expose whether indeed I'm a Christian or not. Then I am a hypocrite. If my words do not measure up to my actions, I will actually be a hypocrite. Also, if we look at Psalm 26 verse 4, it is another definition of a hypocrite. It says they are deceitful and I do not associate with them. Let me actually read it, because I'm just paraphrasing.
Mm.
As I read it, it would say, I do not sit with the deceitful, nor I associate with hypocrites. So a deceitful person would be a hypocrite, in other words. It's the person who is pretentious. Matthew 23 goes at length. It's actually, the whole chapter is dedicated to this teaching of hypocrisy. Let's go to verse 23 of Matthew 23. It says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe and mint and anise. Tithe of mint and anise and cumin. In other words, you tithe on very small thing. And have neglected weightier matters. So hypocrisy would definitely be teachings that pay too much attention on things that are, actually they are good things, but they don't carry weight.
Mm.
So hypocrisy, it's basically a form of falsehood or blindness.
Yeah.
It is blind to weightier matters. If you look at Hebrews 6, the Bible talks about the elementary teachings that we as believers should at least know.
Yes.
So hypocrisy would will actually neglect such things. For example, one of the things that is taught there in Hebrews 6 is the issue of repentance, of baptism, and etc. So hypocrisy would not place weight or materiality or significance on those matters, but it would rather pay attention to small things such as, is there an aircon at church? Is the parking facility, you know, Range Rover worthy? Things like that. Things that don't actually matter. Mm. So let's now go also to verse 27 of the same chapter. Mm. It says again, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. And that's an exact example. It's such a perfect example and description of what hypocrisy would look like. So hypocrisy places emphasis on outward appearance, and it neglects the matters that are of significance, first of all, and matters of the heart, or inner matters, because it is so outward focus. Verse 28 of the same chapter says, even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men. So it's with hypocrisy, things will seem righteous, seem unacceptable, seem like they matured Christian and they're working in love. But as you get closer and you test them against the word of God, judge against the word, judge against the truths of God, and judge the intention, the inner matters, matters of the heart, then you will find a lawlessness. So I just want to say that even today, we will be able to spot hypocrisy by fragmented teachings. So teachings that only pay attention to a certain matter and yet neglect other matters. And with hypocrisy, there isn't a sense of priority in terms of doctrine to say these teachings are weightier. The Bible says here the weightier matters are matters of law, justice, mercy, and faith. And yet hypocrisy would not place emphasis on those things. It would rather pay attention to religious routines and things that the Bible would describe as of less weight. they're not bad, but they are of less weight. Mm. Amen. So thank you, Bazalwane. In Jesus' name, that is hypocrisy as I would understand it. Amen. God bless you.
May the Father bless you too. That is Julia Mamaria. I like calling her that. Julia Mamaria Sifako. And I know you're busy in the G20 and of course, you know, but taking that time, just little time there, you, I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. That's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. 0826572729. Send a WhatsApp or a voice note. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's see what you make of this.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.